Hey everyone, it's Drew. First of all, I'm wishing you a happy holidays. Nothing but love, peace, prosperity, and most importantly, wellness. Secondly, today's big idea of the week episode is a rerun from earlier in the year. If you aren't familiar with these episodes, you probably haven't heard this one, so stick around for the episode. Let's jump right into it. Hi guys, this is Drew Perot here, Broken Brain Podcast. Today's Big Idea Tuesday, where I come to you with a short thought, idea, distinction that's radically changed my life for the better. And today, I have a short little episode that I'm bringing to you on the power of quitting and the power of letting go. I truly believe that learning how to quit artfully and tastefully is one of the most underrated skill sets when it comes to making progress in every aspect of your life, relationship, business, career, financial, spiritual, all of the above. When we learn how to quit, we're stepping into the power of asking ourselves what actually matters and what doesn't. Now, let me explain that. But before I do, let's realize what society teaches us about quitting. We've all heard this phrase, quitters never win and winners never quit. Now, the thing is that school, society completely indoctrinates kids from a young age of saying that the goal is to finish. If you set out to do a task, you should finish it. That's a very simplistic view of life. And I don't know about you, but that simplistic view has never matched my reality. And if you read the autobiographies or the biographies of individuals that you look up to, you'll probably see that the pivotal moments in their life happened when they were willing to quit something that wasn't working, even if sometimes that thing was successful, but it was no longer something that they actually wanted. My dear friend, Alex Manayan, who wrote the book, The Third Door, who was on the Broken Brain Podcast, featured so many of these stories in his book, The Third Door. And we talked about a lot of those stories in our podcast. So you can check that out and I'll link it up in the show notes. But coming back to it, if we look at the lives of a lot of people that are out there, we'll see that actually pivotal moments in their life, they had to quit to get to the next level that was out there. Because if something is no longer serving you, there has to be this courage that we step into, even if it's okay, even if there's fear of loss, there has to be this courage that we step into to let go of something. And often that something is letting go of the life that we planned. You know, Joseph Campbell, I've said this quote many times, but Joseph Campbell says it best, we must be willing to get rid of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. And that's the power of letting go and quitting. Because when we step into what needs to be quitted, when we step into what we actually want to let go, we're not just letting go of that, we're actually now getting the opportunity to say yes to something. No creates the opportunity to say yes. Now, sometimes people have a hard time knowing when to let go or when to quit. Think relationship, project, investment. Now, in the world of angel investing in real estate, I'm more involved in the former than the latter. I'm not involved in real estate at all. But there's this question that seasoned investors ask themselves when determining whether or not they should hold on to an investment. And I think this question is a great way for us to think about every area in our life. So the question goes a little something like this. If I wasn't already invested in this business, would I invest in it today knowing what I know? Again, feel free to replace business with relationship, project, friendship, whatever it is, any aspect of life. You know, the beauty of this question is that it cuts through the rationalization tactics that our mind uses to deal with our fear of loss for whatever we're dealing with. So if you're thinking about a relationship that you're in, it's like we've been together for 4 years, but it's not working and neither one of us is happy, but we've been together for 4 years. Or when it comes to a project, but I've already put in so much time and effort and money into this project. Or if it comes to some goal that we're working on, but I've already spent so much time working on this goal. Sometimes when we're so scared of losing something because we've already been in this relationship for 4 years, or we've already spent so much time and money and effort and energy into this project, when we're scared of losing something or admitting that it isn't working, being honest and being truthful to ourselves that it isn't working, it's easier to pretend it isn't an issue than it is to deal with. I'll say it again. Sometimes when we're so scared of losing something or admitting that it isn't working, it's easier to pretend that it isn't an issue than it is to deal with. What's the challenge with this? The challenge with this is that when we don't have the courage to quit the things that aren't working in our life, they're going to prolong. And they're simply prolonging the inevitable pain. And more importantly, they're prolonging so much inertia that it makes it harder and harder to eventually let go of this thing and genuinely turn it around. The other aspect is when it comes down to the work of Bronnie Ware, and I've talked about her book before, The Five Regrets of the Dying. We have another interview with a gentleman coming up soon who also talks about regrets, Ben, who's the author of, I'm forgetting the book, but I'll include it in the show notes. Stay tuned for that podcast. What do I want to do before I die? It's all about living a regret-free life. When we look at people who, this is the work of Bronnie Ware, palliative care nurse, who is sitting on the deathbed of individuals, when we sit down at the end of our life, the things that often the people regret, the five regrets of the dying, I wish I had the courage to live the life that I wanted to live instead of the life that I wanted, that others wanted me to live. When we look at that statement is really about quitting. We all inherit dreams and goals from our family, society, our friends, and other people around us. And then sometimes we go through a period of process of growth and expansion and education where we realize, you know what? I maybe wanted this thing before, but I don't want it anymore. I want something different. That's called living a life that's true to us. And the only way to get there is having the courage to ask yourself the question of, does this thing matter? And that's why quitting is so important. If we don't embrace that quitting is actually a good thing, first of all, we have to get over our mental roadblocks that quitting is bad, and have two books that are going to help you do that, that I'm going to recommend here in a minute. There's two books that are radically change the way you think about quitting. And one of them is a super short read. You could read it today in 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. It will change how you think about quitting. I'll get to that book in just a minute here. If we don't remove our mental roadblocks that quitting isn't a bad thing, that it's actually the power that gets us to go forward in every area of our life, to take a quantum leap from where we are to where we want to go, then we'll never look forward to it. We'll always feel bad when we have to quit or we have to let something go. But once you find out that quitting is actually a superpower that you can embrace, you'll look forward to it and you'll embrace in your life and you'll lean into change. You'll look at change and say, wow, this isn't working out. I want to do this instead of this. How do I get there? Well, I have to quit that. This area of my life isn't making progress. Okay, do I still care about this goal? No. Or when you have the courage to ask yourself if something matters to you or not, and you're willing to consider quitting, something else happens. Let's say it does matter to you. Let's say that some goal is taking longer than you want it to take. Building a business, it's taking longer than you want it to take. It's not working out. So you might have the courage to ask yourself, is this worth continuing? And when you ask yourself that, you might find that sometimes the answer is yes. And when you recommit to something, the energy that you bring back into it because you were willing to consider quitting it will supercharge you forward. So I'm not sure when the right time is to let go of something in your life. Only you know the context and you know the situation. All I'm trying to get you to do is to ask the question, is this worth it? If I wasn't already invested in this thing, would I invest in it today knowing what I know? Does it still matter? Should this get my attention? Or is there something else on the other side of it? And sometimes that other thing is tough. Because when we're letting go of the life that we planned and we're stepping into the life that's waiting for us, we don't always know what that looks like. But here's something important. So I'm not sure there's an easy answer when it comes to letting go and what we should let go and when we should do it. But one thing that I do know is that there's something that will help you answer that question of when the right time is to let go, and that is, if you notice the main reason you're holding on to something is because you're afraid of losing it, then that will give you some indication on whether or not this thing is worth keeping. If the primary reason that you're holding on to something, a job, a relationship, some opportunity, some notion, something that isn't working for you, but you're still holding on to it, the main reason you're holding on to it is because you're afraid of letting it go. That's the main reason. I'm not saying the fear of loss shouldn't factor in. I'm afraid of losing, you know, a lot of things in my life, but that's not the primary motivator of why I'm there. I have an incredible relationship. Shout out to my girlfriend, Yasmin. Sure, I'm afraid of losing it. It's not the main driver that keeps me going in the relationship. It's not the most important thing that's there for me. It's a tiny percentage of all the other things that are there that are driving me inside of the relationship. So that's not something that is driving me that I need to think about and consider. But sometimes for people, you know, I have a friend. They went to law school. They spent a lot of time and effort and energy in getting that degree. They went and got their first job in the industry. It was exciting. It was new. It was fun. And then they realized, this isn't what I want to do. But I've spent so much time, money, effort, and energy. Everybody applauded me. Everybody said it was amazing. They congratulated me when I took the bar for the second time and I passed. There's all this inertia, momentum, energy that's there. But when they ask the basic question, is that, would I want to be in this field, in this line of work, exactly the way that it is, working at a firm, grinding and doing that? Is that what I want to do? Their answer was no. Now, for somebody else, that answer might be yes. But having the courage to ask it and sit with the truth will help you determine where to go from here. But you'll never do that if you don't think that quitting is actually a superpower, which I'm telling you that it is. The book that will radically change your approach to quitting and go even deeper than some of the topics that we covered here on this podcast is called The Dip. The Dip, D-I-P, by Seth Godin. I read it many years ago. It completely changed the way that I look at projects in my life and I approach quitting. I actually realized that quitting was an advantage, especially in business where you have to be nimble. You have to look at projects and you have to look at them early and evaluate and ask yourself this fundamental question. Is this project worth sticking or is it time to quit? And actually, I think the title of the book is called The Dip, a little book that teaches you when to quit and when to stick. Because on the other side of quitting is sticking. If we don't want to quit something, we want to stick through it. Now, the question is, what does it take? What does it take to actually stick through and achieve this goal that we want to do? And do we have it in us to give it our all to stick through that? And that's what the book helps you figure out. The other book that will help you dramatically rethink the way that you think about quitting is a book that I've mentioned a few times on the podcast. It's called The One Thing by Gary Keller. The One Thing by Gary Keller. I mentioned it in my first Big Idea podcast. And I think if you haven't picked up that book yet, that book is all about the power of focus and hyper-focusing on the main priorities in our life that matter and putting everything else to the back burner, or in some cases, quitting those things that are not serving us. Again, I've mentioned this quote many, many times, even on this podcast before, but we must be willing to get rid of the life we planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. Joseph Campbell. I can't think of a better way or person that said it. Step into your life right now for a moment. What's waiting for you? What's the life that's out there? The life that, even if it's just a gut feeling of some part of your life that's not working for you, that you've known intuitively that it's worth at least asking the question of whether or not I should quit this or reevaluate this goal that maybe was yours, maybe not yours. What's that area of life? What's that area of life that needs consideration, that has to be thought through, that has to be questioned? If you have the courage to step into that area of your life that's not working or maybe not working, I applaud you. Because the hardest thing in life is actually having the courage to take that first step. And the first step is taking a big sigh and saying, is this thing working for me anymore? Do I still want to do it? Who cares what the answer is? Just have the courage to ask yourself that question. Then see what comes up. Journal. If journaling is important to you and works, go journal about it. If journaling is not your thing and it's not my thing, call up a friend you trust and just say, hey, listen, I just need somebody to hear me out. These are some things that I'm looking for. Now, if you really trust that friend and you want advice, tell them. If you don't, it's okay to call somebody up and say, hey, listen, I don't want advice on this, but I do need help. I need help, and help is just you hearing me out. I call it a muse. Have somebody on the other end who just listens to you and repeats back to you what they're hearing so that you can actually talk it out and hear yourself talking about the ideas. Sometimes I'll genuinely tell a friend, I don't need advice right now, just hear me out. And there's a few friends in my life that I do this with, and they're good about just repeating. Okay, so what I'm hearing from you is that you're not sure if you want to do this or if you do this other thing. Totally, man, I hear you. And they'll ask good questions, but they won't necessarily give you advice. There's time for advice, there's not time for advice. So do that. First, identify that area that maybe you have to reevaluate or consider quitting or letting go. And then journal, go for a walk, talk to a friend. I don't think you'll regret it. So again, those two books are The Dip by Seth Godin, Knowing When to Quit and When to Stick, and The One Thing by Gary Keller. I think you'll enjoy them. If you do end up reading them, shoot me a text. I don't know my text message number offhand. I'm going to look it up over here. It's 302-something-something-something, 302-335-6565. This is Drew Perrott here, Broken Brain Podcast, Big Idea Tuesday, wishing you the best in getting to the life that you were meant to live.